Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
Turn with me to Luke, the 15th chapter. I think that's a very familiar chapter to all of us. Luke 15, beginning at verse 11, and the Word of God now reads, "And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living." I'm going to stop there. I want to give you a word today on the love of the Father. I believe Miracle Temple, we have had this word before, but God is bringing the word back in the house again for a reason. We have to know God's love. And knowing God's love is experiencing God's love. And I believe at times, going through different situations, by knowing that love, we can get through that situation. When you don't know his love, you're not going to be able to get through anything. The Bible says that love covers. Oh, isn't that awesome? See, when I think about covers, I think about Jesus being on that cross and how he bled from the top to the bottom. And that blood that he shed covered a multitude of sins. So that's what love does. Love covers a multitude of sins. So the Lord had me meditating on love, because I'm going to tell you, sometimes you have to go back and you have to remind yourself of how much God loves you, so you won't get upset when you think nobody else does. Come on, can I get an amen? And when you remind yourself of God's love, you can get over how people feel. You can get over how people perceive you. You can get over what you've done or how you've done it or when you've done it. So as I was studying up on God's love, he took me to this prodigal son. And a prodigal is one that's wayward, meaning that they're very disobedient. You know, they want to do their own thing. Mainly they want to have their way. So this son, he comes to his father, and he told his father, he said, "Give me the portion of my goods." Now, look at this. He was saying, "Give me the portion of my goods." He already knew what belonged to him. But the thing that got me was, this father wasn't even dead yet. See, the portion of goods means, give me my inheritance. Give me what belonged to me. So evidently, this father had to teach his children that when I'm long gone, I'm going to leave you something that's going to take care of you, and everything that you need, you're going to already have it. But this son couldn't wait for his father to die, because he was a prodigal. He was a wayward son. He was disobedient. He was rebellious. So he come to his father. He said, "Give me the portion of my goods that belong to me." And the Bible says that this father gave his son his living. Meaning it was nothing that neither son had to work for. Come on, y'all. It was nothing that they had to work for. The father worked for it. But the thing is, I'm going to tell you the truth, none of us know what we have until it's gone. That's when we realize what we have when it's gone. So been raised up with that father. I remember growing up in my daddy's house, we used to wad all over daddy couches. Just get down, wad all over. And the couch was a tan-colored couch. It was light. And daddy would come in there, and he'd see us wadding on the couch. He'd say, if that couch was yours, you wouldn't be wadding on that couch like that. And I'm just, oh, okay. And I lay right down on the couch. Because it didn't mean nothing to me. Why didn't it mean anything to me? Because I didn't work hard like he did to buy the couch. I don't know how much he had to save up to get the couch. I don't know what he went through for the couch. Only thing I know is I want to lay down already. It's just the couch. So that's just what we do. We take things for granted because we didn't have to earn them. We didn't have to work for them. We didn't have to go through to get what we got, so we don't become appreciative of what we have. Then I remember that, y'all know the smiling sneakers, they call them fish heads. And I remember I had a pair of fish heads that daddy had bought me. See, God was bringing me back to reality. And I remember that I saw everybody else in nice sneakers. And I wanted a pair of nice sneakers too. But I knew the philosophy. Ain't nothing wrong with the pair you got, but you want another pair of sneakers. Because, hey, I want to be like the Joneses. I don't want to be different. I don't want to be out of style. So I got a thought in my head, y'all. The thought was, cut a hole in them sneakers. You cut a hole in them sneakers, you can get you another pair. How many know that don't work? How many know that don't work? See, I wasn't appreciative that I had shoes on my feet. That didn't have no holes in them. I didn't know what it took for him to get me those sneakers. The only thing I was looking at is me, myself, and I. Come on, we got some prodigals in here. We got some wayward Christians in here. We got some people that saying, just give me what belongs to me, but you don't know what it took to get what they have. So this is what this prodigal done. And God had me to stop here and say, how many times have you been a prodigal son? How many times have you had what you needed, but it was never enough until it was gone? So I had to really stop myself and say, who am I, God? See, the Bible's supposed to have you to see yourself. It's supposed to have you to pull from them dark places that you took and hid things. It may have been little things, but you hid them because it's like, oh, that wasn't nothing. But see, those are the things that the enemy will use, the stuff that we don't appreciate. So he wasn't appreciative. But his father gave him what he asked. It was in his hands. Now remember, anything you don't earn, anything that you don't have to work for, you're not appreciative. So the next verse, it tells me, in verse 13, it said, and not many days after the younger son, this is the older, gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. Y'all check this. The boy went to a far country. He didn't stay near his father. You know why? Because he was disobedient. He was wayward. He didn't want no help from his daddy. He had everything that he needs, so he wanted to get far away from his family so he can live the wild life. See, he wanted to be far away from them. So it said he went to a far country. See, some of y'all trying to get away. And it said there, and there he wasted. That means he squandered. He scattered his substance with riotous living. That means wild. He was living the wild life, y'all. He had it going on. He had his inheritance. He didn't need his father no more. He got exactly what he wanted. So he went out and had a high time. Let me talk for a minute to us Christian folks. We take God's grace for granted. And we still live in these wild lives in the church. We come in the church and we say hallelujah and we glorify God, but I'm here to tell you, you only knew what he done and what it took for him to do what he done, we wouldn't continue to do what we do. See, that's why love. He commended his love for us. Even and while yet we were sinners, the Bible says that Christ, he still died for us. So see, even this father, he knew his son was a prodigal. He knew his son was rebellious. He knew his son was disobedient, but he had already set aside what he was going to give to his son. And he didn't look at his son any other way. He just gave it to him. But the son didn't appreciate it. And he went off and he scattered it. He squandered it in the wildlife. Come on, y'all. We're born again. We accepted Jesus, but we live in some wild lives. We're throwing away what we have because we don't even know what we got. And when you don't know what you have, you squander it like it's nothing. Come on, I remember when I was going through a tough time in my life when I got demoted off the job. I sometimes when we're in a high place, we don't see where we are until we don't have it. And I remember when it looked like I didn't have this to get food, I didn't have this to get clothes, I would go back to what I had, but that was already gone. And I remember when I began to talk to God and my heart was in tune with him, I said, God, don't give me 50 if I can't be faithful over 5, and I'm going to go there. Because I was so in a humbling position because I realized what I have, I don't have it no more. So now I have to use what I have wisely. Come on, y'all, we don't have to get to that state. This is why God is bringing this message today. You don't have to get to a place that you don't have to be in when you know the Father's love. And that covers everything in this book, in this Bible, is love. And if we don't know love, we ain't going to get the rest. You cannot get anything outside of love. Love is not in a man. It's not in a woman. It's not in your substance that you have. It's in him. See, when we put so much emphasis on things and so much emphasis on people, when those things are gone, when those people hurt us, what do we have? So God wants us to recognize the Father's love. And this prodigal son, he spent all that he had. He wasted it. You would think at that time that that would have put him in a position of saying, I can go to my father. But it didn't. It put him in a position to go to a citizen that he knew where he was. And he went to that citizen to earn a living. Now listen at this. Before, he didn't have to work for what he had. It was his. He didn't have to earn it, but he didn't appreciate it. So he went out and used it any kind of way because, hey, I didn't have to work for this. But it's mine. So he went to this citizen, and this citizen put him in a hog pen. In a pen with the hogs, and hogs are unclean. Pigs are unclean. He had to feed the pigs. And it got to the point that he was so much in lack. There was a famine, y'all. And he was so much in lack and want, he went to try to earn a living, right? So he was in there with the pigs. Sometimes we got to go into a place that it makes us feel so dirty. See, y'all got to understand that in a humbling state, you got to get to a humbling state where you see that you can't do it by yourself. See, he thought in the beginning, I can do this. I don't need my father. That's why I'm getting as far away from him as I can. But it came to a point that he was in lack. He was in need, so he said, okay, I'm going to go out and work. Went out, he was amongst the pigs, and he even wanted what the pigs was eating. But they wouldn't even give it to him. He was willing to eat what the pigs had, but they wouldn't give it to him. See, this is a humbling state here. And this is what you call self-righteousness. still trying to do it yourself, still trying to work it out yourself. See, it reminds me of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee thought that he was so righteous because he done all of these things. He paid his tithes. He fasted. Oh, I'm not even like this tax collector, taken from the people. I'm not like them. He said this within himself. So he was looking at himself as being so righteous that he was going to be the one to get him into the kingdom. But then he turned and looked at the tax collector like he was nothing. I'm not even like this tax collector. So he was putting this tax collector down because he thought he was better. This is what we do in the house of God. We think because we ain't done like somebody else, we're better. We think because we ain't lied like they did, we're better. We're thinking that because we ain't stole like they did, we're better. We're thinking because we hadn't committed adultery or fornication, we're better. We're thinking that we're better because we didn't do what somebody else done. But I'm here to tell you, one sin. When you commit one, you committed them all. So he was trying to earn his way. This prodigal was trying to earn his way. But then it got so bad. This is what I'm telling you today. You have to be put in a place, not a place that God put you. Now remember, in the beginning, this father had already earned the inheritance for his children. They didn't have to do nothing. But he put himself in a position that he had to be amongst unclean things. Didn't have to. But this put him in a position to recognize what he had. Some of y'all right now are being put in positions that you don't want to be put in. You're going through and you don't want to go through. But I'm here to tell you, in that going through, it's making you. It's making you appreciate what he's done and what you have. And you can cry all you want and say, God, take this away from me. Jesus cried unto the Father, and he didn't do anything. But God had a plan and a purpose for his son. And he had to turn away from his son. God loves you so much that even in your hard places, God said, I'm there, but I know your heart. I know where you are. You say it with your lips, but your heart is still far from me. See, the Bible don't say how long that this prodigal stayed in the pig pen. It didn't say that. It looked like he walked in the pig pen and he walked out. But that's not what had happened. I believe he had to stay there for a while and watch the pigs. He had to see how unclean them pigs were. He had to see how nasty those pigs were. He had to see a wayward life. And when he saw that, the Bible said, then he came to himself. See, some of you haven't still come to yourself yet because you're still trying to live up to your standards. You're still trying to live up to what you think you need to do to get God to do what God has already done. You're still trying to pray harder. You're still trying to fast harder. You're still trying to pray in tongues harder. But all of that ain't going to help you. Yes, it's there. But until you realize the love of a father, the Bible says he came to himself. Can you imagine? It took all of that for him to come to himself. It takes me back to Nebuchadnezzar. He had a kingdom. And the kingdom that he had didn't come through him. It came through God. See, I want you to understand that whatever God set up, he set up for a reason. I'm here to tell you that everybody in this place, your life was already written. It cannot be changed. It cannot be altered. Everything that God has written about you has to trust him more than you trusted in anyone or anything, because he is your answer. He said, when you call on me, I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things that you don't even know. So when this prodigal, well, let me go back to the king. He had his kingdom. He was doing good. They had to take orders from him. But he got prideful. He got big-headed. See, he forgot where the kingdom come from, where the kingship come from. He forgot that it was God, but how many know God is a merciful God? How many really know that God is rich in mercy? How many really know that he gives you new mercies every morning that you didn't deserve? So God was so rich in mercy that when he went to sleep, sometimes God got to lay us down. Sometimes he got to knock us out to show us yet what we don't want to see with our eyes open. So when he went to sleep, God gave him a dream. And it bothered him so much. He was calling on what he only knew, the soothsayers, the ones that can come to him and predict his future. Because he thought they knew everything. But they didn't know. See, that's why I say, God have a plan for us. And sometimes we don't know that plan. But we got to trust him through whatever we're going through. God had already put Daniel in that place of Babylon. So Daniel could be the one to interpret the dream for that king. And Daniel interpret that dream basically letting the king know, you got to come off your high horse. You got to start giving to the poor. He was letting him know how prideful he was. God is a merciful God. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He give us all a chance to come to him. He said he want all of us to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. He's not leaving not a one person out. That's the love of the Father. So he warned him, and he even sent somebody to tell him what he was saying. Because guess what? Apostle God couldn't open that up to him. He had to open it up to somebody that knew God, not to him. So he opened it up to Daniel. Daniel told him, and how about this king? Even after being told, going to rise up, get up and look at the kingdom and say, look what I have done. And immediately he heard the voice of God. And this man got turned into a four-footed beast. And this man stayed like this for years until he recognized that God is King of Kings, and he's Lord of Lords, and he's the only God. There is no other God but him. He had to walk on all fours, and he had to eat grass to recognize that God is God. He's not God, but God is God. And once he recognized it, he came to himself, and he got put back in position. And he started honoring God for who he is. You tell me God ain't a merciful God. Because God could have killed him. But God had a plan for him. So we see this prodigal. He came to himself. And when he came to himself, this is what he said in 17. How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. I got something to tell y'all. It is not up to you to tell God what he's supposed to do. Because whatever God has written, it's not going to be altered. It's not going to be changed. And that reminds me of Abraham. When Abraham left his father's house. See, this was a different way of leaving. He left his father's house because his father was worshiping other gods. And God told him to leave what he was familiar with. So he left. We know he took Lot with him. We know he took his wife with him. But God was speaking unto Abraham. He said, I want you to go to a place that you're not familiar with. What is God telling us today? He said, I want you to come into a place with me that you're not familiar with, where nobody can find you. I want you to come into a secret place. And God hadn't even showed him that place yet. He just wanted him to be obedient, and he wanted him to trust him. Come on, how many of us can pack up and just go and don't know where we're going? See, that's when you know you really have a relationship with God. And I believe Abraham's relationship just didn't start overnight. I believe God was talking to him. And Sam made up his mind, I can't stay here no more. I got to be separated. I got to be able to hear what God wants me to hear. And I can't do it around them because they're serving other gods. They don't want the God I want. So what am I telling you? When you're around people and you're living a righteous life and you're giving them what God is telling you to give them and they're not receiving it for you, it's time to shake the dust. It's time for the peace of God to come back to you and move on. You can't take nobody to heaven, nor can you take them to hell. God has given all of us a choice. So Abraham left. Y'all know what happened with Abraham. There was strife between him and Lot. God didn't tell him to take Lot. He chose to help Lot. See, this is our problem. We want to do what God tells us to do, but we still got a little bit of us in us that still want to do a little what we want to do, even though God didn't tell us, it'll be all right, I'm helping somebody. But Lot wasn't a part of the plan. But he did it. You know, hey, he's family, y'all. I can't leave my dog like that. Is that what he said? He my dog. We've been hanging. So I'm going to take him with me. Y'all know what happened? There was strife between them. And this is what I love so much. This is how you know the love of the Father, Brother John. He still had family with him. God told him to come from around what he was familiar with, because there's a time that God just wants to deal with us without what we're familiar with. He wants us to drop what we think that we need to be doing, and he wants us to hold on to him in such a way that we know that he's going to love us regardless. So what did Lot do when there was strife between him, Abraham, between him and Lot? He said, Lot, this don't have to be. He said, if you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left. He said, you make the decision. Why did Abraham do that? Because he knew that it don't matter which way I go. God is going to be with me because he loved me so much.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us 907-6836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Burgall, North Carolina 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.